Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell everybody, even your mortal enemies about this. Tell everybody about what's going on. Everybody, because this is an epidemic that affects all of us, each and every single one. Now, we all need to be sick. It has something to do with all this. We do. It's affecting the planet, the entire globe, covering the planet as we speak. There is an ongoing epidemic of trash and people being thrown onto the coal, people without shelter. It is an abundant plague. Something must be done about it. I'm DJ Butterfly Feces, and you are listening to Cocooning from the Microphone. It is 7 o'clock on the dot. And also on this program, my co-host, the one and only, the man responsible for all this, comedian Organic OK.
Thank you, everybody. Just comedy, organic, comedian, iconic, arcade. It's me. I'm here, man. October Disabled Awareness Month.
Yes, let's be aware of the disabled. Let's do something special for them this month. What do you all say? Call in. Let us know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. Let us know that you're there. Let us know we have an audience of some kind. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. Now, should I go in my tale about how me and you got, how I got came aboard for all this in the first place? Should I do that?
Well, let me just go over this slightly, just for a short period of time. I want to say October is International Awareness Month.
Do that.
Some people say they should have known this, but that doesn't mean that you can't know other things. And then that can't mean later on that this information, you know it, right?
Yeah.
So that's the thing that people say, well, I didn't know this. Now, look at it in this way, right? In our life, based on when we learn things, things that we learn, depending on what they are, we have more of appreciation for what we're learning, right? We don't necessarily have to say appreciation for things based on what we're learning. Like, you learn some earlier, you have a better understanding about something, and you'll be able to more be familiar with it, in honor of this moment, right? But the great ability within this ability just is not there to just have this kind of, you know, I feel sorry for disabled people. The thing is, I appreciate disabled people. I appreciate, you know, your peace of mind. I appreciate the altitude of where you have overcame these obstacles. I'm understanding what you're going through. I'm understanding, yes, in your life, I have to be more appreciative of why you come about and say things or understand certain things. So now, a part of my appreciation is how I appreciate the things that I actually do and make those available resources, information, and assisting in the life evolving and connecting to other levels of appreciation in our life learning tools, right?
Mm-hmm.
We understand the tools, understand how we can be inventing, how we can create better ideas, and how we remember within the appreciation to reconnect to old memories and newer memories that reflecting in our lives where we can see things that someone not necessarily have came across or maybe possibly forgot. And make those experiences, make those connections, make the, you know, coming in a way where we can understand how the connection of these problems, how we can be more free and figure out ways to be more, not just say something to discredit your problems, but credit your problems, right? Give your problems more freedom to be more expressive so you can be more venting as you have all these things overwhelming you, right? As an individual, as collective, and how those moments connect to better moments. Think about if someone went through the worst moment, you're able to connect, cleansing their problems and where they can actually see things that's going to be reduced in a way, that is another level of appreciation that it has to come within. People don't look at those things. I like to say, thank everyone for staying in tune. The show is called Connecting. This platform is called, you know, this Mr. Cocoon from the microphone, DJ Butterfly PC. And thank you, DJ Butterfly PC. This is the host. And we will have more amazing things that will be coming of appreciation together. Thank you, DJ Butterfly PC.
The show's called Kakuna from the Microphone. That aside, okay. Ted, I'll tell you the tale again, but I'll try and make this brief, all right? Now, I was living in McKinleyville, not a care in the world. I thought McKinleyville, of all the places that we've been to on this trip, and we have gone all over, we have scoured the planet. I want to say, I really truly thought in my heart of hearts and my soul of souls that McKinleyville was absolutely perfect somehow. I thought McKinleyville just had everything. It was in Northern California. We got that sunshine, but it's also a place where it snows. You can do everything in McKinleyville. You can snow, ski, sled, snowboard. You can go to the beach and surf, boogie board, windsail, or parasail. I've done all that. I've done the hiking. I've been on horseback. I have done all there is to do in McKinleyville. I have done all that.
Yeah, but in space. Part of life is finding more things that you have connected your experience to or connected appreciation to those things. And you find that things, it's levels to appreciation that we have not necessarily been in tune with, right? Think about, you say, well, I tried all this, but have you tried the appreciation and another appetite, and another level of appreciation? Imagine that would reconnect your ability and understanding at another level, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you were saying, I'm listening, and those are, hey, stay tuned in to listen to DJ Butterfly PC. The show is called The Tourist Mike. Name is Community Organic, okay, Community Organic. Okay, I'm that same person. Don't forget the conversation. Understanding. It's the same person. I'm comedy. I'm comedian. I'm okay. Organic okay. Organic okay. Yeah, just me of organic okay. Oh.
All right, look. All right. All right, let me continue. There I was doing all this stuff there and whatever, and I was just getting by in life. I wasn't really thinking that much about the future. That's it. When you're little, you don't do that much thinking about the future. You think about the present, the here and now. When you basically become an adult, whatever, it feels like it'll never happen, you know? But it does come. And before you know it, life starts moving a little too fast, a little too quickly, to the point that it's actually scary. I mean that. I can't possibly mean that more. Time moves by at breakneck speed. Time slips through your fingers like water. And there I was, basically an adult, not really sure what to do with the rest of my life. I'd gotten to that point. Everybody had left town, married, got whatever. You understand. McKinneyville has so much going on here that basically nobody wanted to leave, you know. So there weren't a lot of other places, residents. I was still living with my parents. And, well, to be honest, there aren't a lot of jobs available either. People will do anything just to stay there, and those that didn't left town.
Where did they went to?
Elsewhere, everywhere else. There are people who move away, who leave their home, whatever, just to basically find an available apartment or a job somewhere.
Have you had the opportunity to meet some of those people that moved to other places as you travel? Have you met any of those people, ran across them as you got the opportunity to travel? Have you talked to any of those people?
I'm sure I must have met some of those people again. You know, I don't think I ran to everybody. Everybody I met was basically on the street, you know. I mean, we met homeless people. That's what we were doing, trying to save them.
No, I was talking about the people who said moved to different towns, different cities. Have you come across any of those people? That's not, I'm not getting your story. But we were trying to get to that some point in time. Let's make a show episode about some of the people that you came across. Let's make that a show at some point in time. Where you come across people that you've been traveling and seeing them again, and they give that tale. They make an episode, a series, a marathon of those shows that people remember you coming across from different towns and cities, and how they explain to people about how you was talking about what you're doing and how they feel. Let's make a series of episodes. Where that is, bringing that up again about the people and allow them to express themselves. How does that sound?
Sounds like something. I'm looking forward to it already. Anxious to see what this will turn the show into. But once again, there I was, basically without means. My parents let me stay around as long as they did. They said because I was their son, they loved me, but I think mostly it was because if I left, they have to talk to each other. They didn't want to do that. You know how basically sometimes parents do want their kids to go so they can be together, have their time together and all that and whatnot? Yeah, my parents didn't want that. My parents had nothing to say to each other. I mean, they stayed together as long as they did, I think, because they didn't have the energy to go out there and be with somebody else, find someone else.
Are they originally from McKinneyville?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, look, you at McKinneyville, didn't you actually think it was kind of a place you'd want to stay, a place that had everything? I know we've been all over, but didn't McKinneyville seem kind of special to you?
Hey, man, okay, this is what we want to do. This is October International Disabled Awareness Month. Or appreciate the people that have not been appreciated, have been skipped around. And this is the moment not to eliminate the actual experience that's, you know, playing through the year. But this is a moment to truly understand what we have not been coming and pushing disability within our actual ability to push, right? So this is the thing. As DJ Butterfly Species asking me a question about Disabled Awareness Month, now this will explain to you. Communication can be disability, as people lack the real interest in, you know, humility within, you know, these things, it's disability. You know, if someone discriminates on you based on their mindset, that's another disability, right? And that setting of them, a person being unbalanced, is not going to tell you this. Well, I'm not like that. You never met me before, right? Guess what happens to people?
Tell me.
If disability didn't have enough examples of how people will just roll and act like this is not enough of a problem within that person's problem, and is it okay to acknowledge the person's disability? Does that make that life disappear, right? Mm-hmm. When we think about these things, now I'm going to take a moment to appreciate comedian Talk Dude.
Thank you.
I really appreciate. Hey.
Oh.
Who are you?
I'm DJ Butterfly Feces. I thought you meant me too. I thought you were gonna thank me.
I'm gonna thank you, but don't get so ahead of yourself, DJ.
Sorry.
Appreciation goes all around. Everybody, it's enough for everybody to have some appreciation. Whether or not they're compromising appreciation. So, Feces, come on now, man. We're gonna appreciate you. We don't forget about you, man. Come on now. We got you. Now, as I was saying, I appreciate DJ Butterfly Feces, and I appreciate Talk Dude. And this Talk Dude, man, he's just a wonderful thing to really improve his position and impact of where he's truly been designed to do. Now, he's coming up with another ability of things that, man, I'm really proud of that guy. And he needs to be appreciated. Man, he's just really doing some things in life. He's going to really see the rewards because he's taking the true experience and loving his experience. And through all those, he's meant to have happiness beyond the minting. The minting as mint can be. Mint! You know, mint, how you taste mint, and it's cool as it can be, right? He's coming to another level of appreciation. It's becoming more of that in so many ways as he's truly loving these things and understanding that's what he's meant to do. Because he's been appreciated. That's why it's so important that he understand this and connect to this and live his life. Now he's really living beyond what he's been taught. He's really living now. I know it brings himself to tears. But what about that, man? It's going to your harvest, man. That is another appreciation, man. And people are going to appreciate you like that. We see people crying and looking at you, DJ Bubba Feces. Hey, appreciate Talk Dude's experience, man. Appreciate him, man, because he's doing man, this guy is trying so hard to make people happy. And I realize what people are trying to tell him is he's making them happy. That's what they want him to realize. He's making them happy, too. That's what they're trying to tell him. Now, also, I'd like to say rest in peace, Professor Bird. His birthday was yesterday. It was Monday, October 4th. And I wanted to say appreciate Professor Bird. He's a comedian colleague that he passed away. He was originally a comedian, and he was vision impaired. He went to dialysis, and his journey is has not been forget. I said forget, but forgotten. And we don't forget that, you know, ability of Professor Bird. So that's the thing, Professor Bird, comedian originally. He is with Disabled Comedy Tour that we put together starting in 2009. That's originally when that platform started. We put that together with four comedians on there within that platform. I was pretty much the host within that. And they said, well, what's your problem, man? I said, my head is shaped like a slab of ribs. I said, man, That's not disabled. No, it's not disabled, but it's an experience that people have, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's an experience that people see. And I'm saying that it's an image that people seeing that disability is not necessarily being seen. That's the problem. So don't undermine my comedy relationship, okay? Don't undermine my comedy relationship with disability. That's not even going to be happening on my clock. Or is it my experience in time? Anyway, the point I'm trying to connect to is I'm trying to enjoy my time with disability where disability has not been appreciated and enjoyed, even within disability, right? So I want my time to be enjoyed. It don't mean that because I'm playing with disability, playing a role within my part,
doesn't mean that I have to have limitations because you say so or they say so. Oh, man, it don't matter a little bit. I'm just enjoying myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. And within the platform, it'd be more, I started with Talk Dude before that. We started technically around 2005. Technically, I started working with Talk Dude by 2004. So it's been 2 years that I technically worked with Talk Dude, and he's been putting on, you know, some evolving levels of comedy. And that's the thing on this journey, just to inform and push more of these things on the more of evolving levels, that you can say, okay, this is what we're talking about. Okay, oh, okay, because I don't know what y'all talking about. Y'all been talking about this and that. I'm like, what is this comedian comedy, whatever his name is? What is he going by? Like, he's talking about comedy. He's talking about comedian. What is this? I don't know what this guy is talking about. I ain't got time to listen to this guy. I don't know. What is he listening to him for? Can we get back to the show? Hey. Appreciate the moment, man. Tricking my time off for your lack of interest and want to focus. I'm focusing on more interest, more spirit, more happiness. Understand a little bit more. Now, I'm going to just give you a little understanding about what DJ Bonfire is talking about. DJ Bonfire, he's been covering different cities, different areas about traveling, talking about the bonds, talking about his city, hometown, where he's proud of, McKinleyville.
Where horses have the right of way.
Okay, now, I don't ride horses, okay? Me, I've never been caught comfortable riding a horse. Man, I know a horse clicking his teeth. It's like, I'm apologizing, Mr. Horse. I apologize. I know you meant to just enjoy your life without me on your back, man. I know how it is. Somebody be on your back. Somebody just take all of the life you have. Excuse me. What I'm saying to you is, I never enjoyed riding a horse. I thought I enjoyed it, but I was like, man, I don't enjoy riding a horse, man. But for me, the horse, I don't see myself riding animals. I don't appreciate riding animals. I want animals to be happy, you know what I mean? But I don't want to be kicked by a horse either. And I understand when you're close to a horse, let the horse know let the horse know you're there, okay? Because the horse don't see you, and you just moving around that horse, around them back legs. The horse may teach you something, okay? You'll see right away. You see right away. What is that? I'm seeing everything. Everything is blurry. I remember the dust, that's makeup on my face. That dust in my face. And I'm not remembering what place or where I am. The horse kick you so hard if you don't forget. What you breathing? If you get out to breathe, you get out to talk. That is a kick you don't want to kick by the horse. You don't. Just saying, life will kick you like a horse. So be careful how you appreciate it. Disabled people, if life will kick you, it will be worse than being kicked by a horse. Where have you been? We've been talking about abuse. It's not good to be unappreciated. Oh. DJ Bonfire Peaches. Now, as you were saying, Mr. Peaches.
All right. So there it was. I mean, there I was. You know, I wanted to tip my hat to Disabled Awareness Month, too. But as I was saying, the truth is I was living in McKinleyville all that time and whatever, and then that right at the end of the year, right around the holidays, the end of the year where everybody is celebrating the year, I got kicked out of the house. Booted. Like a motherfucker. Damn, I shouldn't have said that.
Did he use, hey, did he enjoy the moment as you've been free? Has the moment been more free compared to staying in McKinneysville as you travel? Do you, was you getting, are you getting homesick or are you getting town sick? What's the name? Are you homesick? Because you can go back there and buy a home. Oh, we're bad.
I want to give my parents time to miss me, but I took some real pride in the fact that, you know, for the longest time, I thought I was insignificant to the big, there you were, you know. I came across you, and you told me I could basically be a part of this big, universal kind of sort of global mission to save lives. I could do that. And the truth is, I wanted to be. I wanted to do something important. I wanted to. I wanted to live with some kind of sense of purpose. It's just like this whole Disabled Awareness Month. I want to be doing that in a way. I think we should be aware of them all year round, whatever. It's just like Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day. I don't think we should basically being special, showing kindness one day a year and then slacking off the rest of the year. I mean, that's what my mother and father were trying to tell me. They like getting Parents' Day presents, but they said basically, you should be doing this every day. It's like every day is for you. Every day is for you. But, you know, there you go. And then you told me about this mission, this important mission. This mission where I could basically turn my life around, where I could basically save lives myself, get people off the street. And that's what we're all about doing. That's what you were, and you told me I could come aboard. And I did. And you footed the bill, and even though I was trying to invite other people to join us, you said we can't invite everybody. It took quite enough money to basically take on everybody, that the whole world save you and whatever. Something needs to be done.
This is the thing.
DJ Post Lot Feces.
This is the thing for Talk Dudes, right?
What about
Listen to me. Now, Talk Dude gave me this, he gave me the wisdom that he wanted to talk about. The reason I bring up Talk Dude because October 17th, Talk Dude, you know, we're going to talk about everything about Talk Dude. It's going to be the Talk Dude Day, right?
Yeah.
And we want to appreciate Talk Dude on October 17th. So this is the day that we celebrate Talk Dude on October 17th. And I want y'all to be, you know, tuned in for October 17th because October 17th, Dude will be talking. Now, my name is Comedian Organic OK. Comedy Organic OK. Appreciation. Appreciating. Disabled words, but it's in the moment. Thank you, DJ Butterfly PC.
Y'all thank been you, too.
You're welcome. You've been standing in tune to Cocooning for the Microphone, hosted by DJ.
You can pick up all our shows on the web on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, and please, feel free to call in, tune in, let yourself be part of the cause. Because this October, every October anywhere, the disabled need to know that they matter. Let's make it special, you know? Make it matter. All right. I want to thank Comedy Organic OK for what he did for tonight's show. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to say thank DJ Wellfire PC once more. And I can say thank Talk Dude. Talk Dude, y'all out there, if you listen to the show, and we're going to have you on here soon. Take care, everyone.
Thank you.
That's a disabled Awareness Month to your experience. What you have been overcoming and dealing with in life. Thank you all out there. Thank you. Appreciation. Appreciation. Thank you. Take care. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you and good night.